Locker Room Chats here, continue on 103.9 KNZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Quinton Profit alongside now head coach of the boys team for Valley Falls, Caleb Gatzmeyer. This Locker Room Chats brought to you by the Elevator and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. It's been a pair of games. Last time we talked, coach, a big win over Jefferson County North, 63-40. That extended you out to a six-game winning streak, but that streak did come to an end against Heritage Christian in the Valley Falls tournament, 68-48. Coach, tell me about these last two games for you and your team.
Well, it was basically two completely different games for us. Last week against JCN, we really come out of the gates firing on all cylinders. We were, you know, getting contributions from guys early that we don't necessarily get contributions from early in the game. Usually it's Damian and Colin and Flint taking control early. This game was kind of Grayson Miller and Duncan Alvarenga doing the scoring for us. As Duncan hit two threes in the first quarter that kind of challenged him to be left open, and he knocked some shots down. And then Grayson Miller was having to start to his best game that he's had so far offensively this year, en route to a 22-point game performance. And then everybody else was scoring it as well. So we had five different guys scoring the quarter and got out to a 27-5 lead. JCN, give them credit. You know, Corey kind of got them regrouped, and they made a little bit of run at us in the second quarter and got to as close as, I think, 11. But then we just kind of kept them arm's length the remainder of the game and finished in the second half and won by 23. And then last night, complete kind of turnaround. We played a team that, you know, when we can face a team that's got a little bit of size, like in JCN the other night, we can kind of match up because there's different things we can do defensively to kind of limit that size. Last night we ran into a team that was a tough matchup for us that, you know, had three guys that, you know, one guy was pretty close to 6'6", and then they had two other guys that were about 6'4", 6'5", that were, you know, built around like 240, 250, and they were strong kids. And we just kind of got bully balled a little bit last night. Didn't have a great offensive performance. Our shots weren't falling. We missed a lot of shots early that we normally hit and that kind of rattled in and rattled out and, got down by double digits and then closed it within six in the third quarter, but could just never make that run to completely get us back in the game. And that's really what the difference was last night.
Well, now it's about closing out this Valley Falls tournament here. You have Holton Thursday night. I mean, what are some expectations for this matchup? What are some keys? And then also, how do you finish out this tournament overall?
You know, you can't look at Holton's record and just say, like, oh, you're going to walk in there and be able to beat them, because, you know, we watched them last night. They put together a really, really good first quarter against NEK, who's a good team. And, you know, they were actually up at halftime last night, and then they just didn't play very, very good second half. So they got some guys that can shoot it. They got some speed. So we're going to have to come ready to play with a renewed energy that we didn't have last night, or we might not, you know, win again. So the focus is, no matter who we play the rest of the way, we've got to be prepared to play for sure. And that just kind of wasn't what we were ready for last night. So we're going to get right at practice today, get refocused a little bit, and come out these last two games of the tournament with getting W's on our mind.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you for joining us here for week six of our Locker Room Chat. Good luck here in your upcoming game against Holton.
All right, my man. I appreciate you. Have a great day.
That was Valley Falls boys head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer here Thursday night. It's a matchup against Holton and a to-be-decided game on Saturday.